Club.
If you've been looking for a place to go out and eat, but just haven't found a place that serves food just like at home, then the Split Pea Dinner Club is the place for you. At the Split Pea Dinner Club, the waitresses serve the delicious edible meals on chipped dirty dinnerware, wearing the attractive home-style apparel of the Split Pea Dinner Club, bathrobes, and hair curlers. Our motto is, food so good you can eat it. And some of the delicious home-style items on our menu are leftover turkey, burnt toast, and sliced pineapple. But of course, the menu is filled with many other tempting edible goodies. So for food so good you can eat it, make your way to the luxurious Split Pea Dinner Club.
Hello, Split Pea Dinner Club. I'd like to make reservations.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
Benny Goodman on the air back in 1937 from June, the Limehouse Blues. Crowd went wild. Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton, vibraphone. The big band, some of the Palmier Cuts. That's a nice 2D, 2CD set here covering Mr. Goodman's work on the air, broadcast from the live band remotes, the big ballrooms, back from 37 to 1938. The quartet is still with us. This time they've gone into studio, and Lionel Hampton's with them again. They'll do the Gershwin's The Man I Love on the Big Band Swings and Sways show.
Thank you.
And a little studio patter in the studio, hearing the music director talking to the band, Benny Goodman, and on electric guitar, a innovation at the time, electric guitar, that was Charlie Christian, where up to that point, most of the bands were just using the old acoustic guitar. And now amplification, allowing the guitar sounds to rise over the din of the live broadcasts and the bar rooms and the joints. One more, and we're going to highlight the Teddy Wilson piano playing of Mr. Wilson, as he's with the Benny Goodman Trio or Quartet. And they'll do for us, they'll do for the show, Handful of Keys. Big Band Swings program also plays piano and ensembles, small groups, big groups, large groups, Christmas music, some more coming in just a second. Right now, we've got Fats Waller, and he'll do a little set of songs for us on this lovely Big Band Swings evening at the Avocado Room, coming your way on KRVS 88.7 and on the web at krvs.org. Fats Waller.
Yes, my. Look out there, Ivory. You ready? Well, let's go back and get the down home blues. Look out. Thank you. Look out, look out. Here's that gal, yes. Dinah, yes. And now we latch on to a handful of keys.
But first, we're going to go to Carnegie Hall. It's 1942, January the 14th, for the Blues in B-flat, also to be heard on this live performance with Fats Waller, is Hot Lips Page, trumpet.
The railroad track. I holler. The porter shout. Your gal was on the train that just pulled out. My gal is gone. And time won't bring her back. That's while I'm making my journey down the railroad track. We church one Sunday morning and they call on me to pray. I fell out on my knees, didn't know what the world would say. Heaven, the kingdom come. You got too many blues that bleed in on hot this one. I said it's me. Ooh, me. Yes, it's a lot of shame the way these women treat you.
Fats Waller, Hot Lips Page on trumpet at Carnegie Hall. When those were the E, no, those were the B. The B as in boy, B as in baby, the B flat blues. Now, Mr. Waller's going to play the E flat blues.
Lads and lasses, we bring you the B flat blues. The woozy, woozy, bluesy, woozy, woozy blues. Here, tears, take it easy now. Get into groovy and make a movie.
Thank you.
You did hear him say B flat blues, but definitely labeled on the CD here as the E flat blues. E, B, I wouldn't know it if it, I know there's a difference, but I wouldn't know how to write it on the musical register or so forth. Anyhow, some great music there from Fats Waller, several cuts, and that was John Hamilton on trumpet on that 1939 recording, August of 1939. Here we are at the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell, coming your way on a Friday night and loving it, the big band music. I love to play the big band music, and I like this time of year because you can add just so much more with the little elements of the Christmas sounds, whether it's the sacred or the secular. We've got Bing Crosby in just a moment. Stay with us. He's going to tell us about... Hey, look, I hadn't noticed all of a sudden, though, I think it's little by little. You know, back in the 30s, I don't think they rushed Christmas as much as we do. But even then, they were saying it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, you're going to buy my Christmas present.
I might, and I might, and I might not. Just go preambulate for a while, and I'll meet you at the car in 15 minutes.
Dad, what does preambulate mean? I don't know, boy, but it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Bing will tell us more.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see.
Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe.
And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call.
And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The door is always is open, the neighbors pay a call. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. Is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The Big Band Swings and Sways and Other Things show. One more from Bing, at least one more from Bing. I'm on a Bing bling roll.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where
Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
In Bethlehem, in Jewry, this blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. From God our heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
This is Ken Carpenter unwrapping the biggest Christmas package of the day. Command Performance, your present from Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. This year, we wanted to make this a very realistic Christmas. Of course, we couldn't bring you any snow, we couldn't bring you a hunk of the North Pole or Santa Claus's igloo, but we are bringing you a man who has an icicle for a nose, and here he is, Bob Hope.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, Christmas Command Hope, telling all you occupation troops that are wearing iron lids, how are you going to get enough points to come back when it's Crosby who keeps having kids? Of course, even in the occupation troops, they're issuing passes to certain fellas for Christmas. Issuing passes to certain fellas for Christmas. That's an army expression meaning eeny, meeny, miny, there ain't no mole. But back home, we're having our first peacetime Christmas in 4 years, and you should see the mobs at the stores. I went up to one woman, and I said, isn't it wonderful to do Christmas shopping now that all the fighting has stopped? But she didn't answer me. How can you talk with all your teeth knocked out? I went out to do a little shopping myself, and you should have seen the mobs of people. The streets were so crowded, my suspenders broke, and I walked 6 blocks before my pants fell down. Inside the stores, it was even worse. Boy, was it crowded. I never saw so many shopping bags, and there were some pretty girls, too. I went up... I tried to hide it from you. I went up to the second floor on an escalator. You know what an escalator is. That's where you keep right on going up without doing anything yourself. Like a second lieutenant. But you, But you should have seen that second floor. The whole crowd moved in the same direction. Whether you liked it or not, you bought a silk nightgown. And on me, it looked good. There was such a mob, I climbed up on a counter to get some air, and before I could climb down, I was sold for $1.98. There was quite a fight going on one counter. They just won a pair of beautiful silk underwear shorts for sale, and a general had hold of one end with both hands, and the civilian was pulling on the other. Just then, a private walked in and saluted. He should be out of the guardhouse by 1954. And now, fellas, I'd like you to meet a grand old trooper. This generation loves him as dearly as the last two did. That lovable old singer of songs, Bing Crosby, right?
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that's gonna sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the smoke horizon round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes.
Hey, Jim, you better get out the rig. Cause she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts down to Brown's Hotel. Cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Travel on the Santa Fe.
Santa Fe, babe?
All the time. Love the Santa Fe. Yeah. Always get me good accommodation.
Oh, do they really?
Yes, I had a room all to myself going east.
Good.
Funny thing, though, the porter locked me in at every station. Never can understand. That it's engine number 49. She's the only one that's gonna sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the smoke arising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes.
Jim, you better get out the rig. Cause she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big. And they'll all want lifts down to Brown's Hotel. Cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell. All the way from Philadelphia. On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
The good old 80 and the Santa Fe.
Thank you, Harold. I'm sure that was thoroughly enjoyed. I'm sure that was thoroughly enjoyed by all limited servicemen with broken hearing devices.
Oh, you're very sweet, Prong Puss. Very sweet.
Listen, Bing, in case you haven't heard, I'm having a big Christmas party tonight.
Free? What kind of a shindig is it going to be?
You haven't got any more of that Gonzaga stuff.
What kind of a shindig?
This kid's going to come up with many a lull here tonight. Where are you? What'd you say, Daddy?
What kind of a shindig?
Well, it's, wait till I see the shins. But I tell you, I was thinking of making it sort of a costume party.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think you're ready. You're better.
Don't you go any further.
Tell me, what do you think that I should come as?
Why don't you come as a man with hair?
Oh, no.
Kidding, Bing. I think you have a capital dome. Matter of fact, I noticed a little growth of fuzz there this afternoon.
Is that nice?
Mm-hmm.
It's that new octane. You know. Smooth, very smooth stuff.
Goes down easy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bingo, do you think you can get to my party?
I don't know, Bob. I've got to fix up our own tree for my boys. You're familiar with the Crosby Tots, no doubt.
Crosby Tots?
Mm-hmm.
When is Gary's kids getting out of the service?
You want me to talk about...
Thought you'd never make it, old boy.
Oh, boy.
I'd check about that. That's a late reaction, all right. You get them later, enjoy them longer. Say, let's go here.
You want to talk about AIDS? You want me to... talking about AIDS, you want me to mention your USO unit at Valley Forge? That time of... I wait so long to get something in. It's a big...
Well, you've got another line. Just continue.
But you say this is going to be a masquerade party, huh?
Come again?
What are you coming as, really?
I'm coming as the Thin Man.
The Thin Man?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will think you've got Asta under your vest there. But I'm just in a dither. I don't know how I should appear.
Well, why don't you make up as one of your own horses? Then you wouldn't even have to show.
Clever boy.
You could just come as a pot of glue or something.
Oh,
you know?
That's right.
Merry Christmas, Bing.
Well, Dinah Shaw.
Well.
Merry Christmas, Dinah. You remember my colleague here, Bob. If it's not a yacht, throw it out, Hope. You remember that?
Oh, sure. I've known Bob since he was a cub.
That's not fair, Dinah. Haven't I always been platonic with you?
Oh, sure. Platonic. That's Hope language. For what did I do with those etchings again?
Are
Are you going to Bob's party?
Yes, Bing, I am. As a matter of fact, Bob suggested we have a progressive party. You know, at my house, we have the hors d'oeuvres, turkey, cranberry sauce, dressing, vegetables, dessert, coffee, and brandy. And then we all go over to Bob's house.
What's for, to burp?
Dinah, you know very well we're going to do all the eating at my house. All you promised to do was help prepare the stuff. Did you get those hot dogs I sent over?
Hot dogs? All I got was 200 empty skins. What did you expect me to do with them?
Fill them, girl, fill them.
Well, what with?
Well, you know what with. I sent over 4 turkeys this morning.
Oh, oh goody, turkey fertig. Yeah.
Turkey furters, by the way. He's always pulling those darbs. Say, by the way, Dinah, remember what you promised to lend me?
Oh, Bob, I don't think I can.
Oh, but Dinah, I need it.
Well,
please, Bob, Dinah might be wearing it herself.
Stay out of this, Blub. You know, Dinah, what I like about it is that it so little holds so much.
Yes, it does.
And it makes it so firm.
Oh, all right, Bob. I'll lend you my ice cream freezer.
Swell. Now, well, you'll have to excuse me now. I've got to type up a big list of presents, I expect. So I'll see you at the party, Dinah. And how about you, Bing? You in?
Oh, I don't know, Bob. I did have a previous engagement.
Oh, you don't have to keep it this year. They can get another baritone in that Salvation Army quartet.
How would the pennies sound so nice? Turkey furters. Those pennies sound so nice when they hit my tambourine. I'll think it over, Bob. Meanwhile, there's a sure special dangling under the mistletoe. From the top, please, huh, Miss Dinah?
You got it, Bing. Yes, ma'am. Every day along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fade, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling, by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail, I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar, and over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawning, so silver and gray. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. And ride the Navajo Trail. Do 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 do. Oh yes, it's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Sure. It's an ill wind that blows nobody good, but here's a good wind that blows nobody ill. The little boy with the blue horn, Mr. Harry James, right here. Okay, here's the whole gang tripping lightly through the 2 o'clock jump.
Christmas Eve with gifts for everyone. Flash, spread the news far and wide that Santa Claus is ready to ride.
Yeah, get that Christmas posse ready to roll. Time to get those gifts. It is here. The season is upon us. And I thank you for joining us for the Big Band Swings program. More Christmas music next week. Hope you can be with us. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Be seeing you.